It's ready.
We don't know if we'll reappoint me. We'll find out.
It's the one job I have. Okay, you ready? Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody out to our regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. We are at 460 East Main Street in Green River, Utah. Time is 7:02 p.m., January 21, 2025. Now, first order of business, we have to appoint a chairperson. I am the vice chair, acting temporarily for a few minutes this evening. So start with, we can take nominations, and I'll start that. I would enter into nomination Steph Crabtree as our chair.
Second.
I second.
Kim seconded it.
Okay.
I third it.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
I guess I'll abstain because it's me.
Steph, you're still the chair.
Steph.
And I yield the floor. You can take over the meeting.
I mean, does that mean it's...
Nominate a vice chair.
That's your choice now.
I'm still there, unless you want the job.
No. Oh, so it's not up?
So my position...
Until December of this year.
My actual position was up, and the council reappointed me last council meeting. And that's why this all had to happen. All right, number two, discuss 2025 planning and zoning meeting dates and times.
We discussed this in November, but I just want on the record what dates, times you guys would like to continue with.
Third Tuesday, 7 p.m.
7 p.m., okay.
What we're doing is fine. So
just a discussion, so yep, we're good.
Do we need a motion or just a discussion?
Just to discuss.
Okay.
And you didn't see any, you looked at dates, nothing conflicting with holidays, anything going on, right?
No, I didn't.
24th of July?
Oh, that's the one holiday I don't think about. Yeah, okay.
But we're happy to skip July. Oh.
That's Thursday.
It's not.
Darn you.
It'd be the 15th. Okay. So it'd be the week before, so.
And the 24th is on a Thursday, so.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, I guess we're good with third Tuesday month at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Moving forward in 2025. All right, discuss, approve, deny, conditional use permit for KSK Investments, LLC. And I think everybody should have, email came out and it looks like it's in front of you. Yeah. David, you want to talk on this?
Yeah, we have Kunal here. So this property, if you guys remembered, it's between the golf course and the laundromat of Shady Acres. Previously it was commercial, like two-thirds commercial, a third residential. We rezoned it to full commercial. Kunal here is applying for a conditional use to have a home on that property that's zoned commercial. It is a conditional use with R3 standards. At this time, we don't have like actual locations. We just have a request to.
And here it says to build at the back end of the property. That's irrelevant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of irrelevant. If you allow it for anywhere on that property, as long as it meets R3 standard setbacks.
So it is. It's a conditional use, and so all it is as a residence. I don't have my book.
I didn't bring my book either.
Tanya,
you are up then. Slide 3.
Yes, please.
Okay. Can you tell Julie the number again so she can know
the
that?
The number is 10-13-4, general review criteria. An application for a conditional use in the zone must demonstrate A. The application complies with all applicable provisions of this chapter, state, and federal law. B, the structure associated with the use are compatible and complementary with surrounding structures in terms of use, scale, mass, and circulation. C, C, the use is not detrimental to the public health, safety, and welfare. D, the use is consistent with the City of Greenberg general plan. E, traffic conditions are not adversely affected by the proposed use, including the existence or need for dedicated turn lanes, pedestrian access, and capacity of the existing streets. F, that in no way will the use impede the side triangle of any intersecting street. G, there is sufficient utility capacity.
So is that correct? Because there has been some sewer issues in that area. Is that still an issue?
There's utility capacity. How it gets out of there is a different story. So we have capacity for water and sewer. You'll have to get a letter for, I'm assuming there's utilities for Dominion Energy.
It's a big enough property, he could go septic if he wanted to.
If he's 300 feet away. If it's more than 300 feet to a...
It's got to be...
Yeah, if it's less than 300 feet, it has to connect to sewer. Okay. Yeah.
Don and his wife, Tarina, me and those two walked the property last week, and he counted how many feet back. So it's going to be like 700 feet from Main Street back. And he said we probably just need to pay for a pump.
Yeah, pump will probably, because you're
that's
pretty low.
Solve that issue, have a pump to pump it up that way. You know, I know septic's the other option, but I don't know if we want to go that route.
Yeah. We'll have to look once you get to your building plans, see where the location is, and then we can determine.
And I have the house plans.
Okay.
You guys, I can bring those in on any day.
Okay. If you just email it to me, I can send it out to everybody.
Okay, because like they're huge.
I don't think that's as relevant, is it? I mean, square footage isn't an issue.
As far as like home and such?
Uh-huh.
No, not at this. Not at this time.
How many acres is that? Three?
Five.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so, sewage capacity was the only, was the biggest thing that I was aware of in that area. And
water
is kind of there. Well, it is there.
Water's at Main Street, right?
There's one at Main, and there's one that cuts the property right about here.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
So I would think that there's... And the sewer line, isn't there one?
There's laterals into here, but there's nothing... I want to say there's just the main sewer line coming down this way, and then, of course, on south side of...
Yeah, so you're probably not going to get an easement to go across the golf course.
No, so if he has a connect, he'll probably come this way. But that being said, I can already tell he's 300 feet away, so septic's an option. I know Shady Acres, they have a pump, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure a pump will have to be necessary if you connect.
So.
Unless, the golf course allows him to connect to this pump house, but that would be a long stretch.
Be shorter than Main Street.
That's where ours is.
Shorter than going to Main Street from where he plans to build, and it's downhill.
Yeah, it'll almost every like the Viteri's house there near the bridge that has a pump on it. Shady Acres has a pump pull from this back property, back of their property to Main.
No, ours goes over through the golf course.
Oh, so there might be one. I don't have those in front of me, so.
So. Is there an option for him to connect on to that? Or is that a private line?
I don't know if we need to solve this in this meeting. I think just that's part of the conditions he will have to solve in order to be in compliance with the conditions and work with David or Brian or whoever to.
Okay.
Also, as far as our line goes, where his property line ends, it would have to connect further back because ours cuts to like the back half.
Okay.
So it's still quite a ways away from where that property is.
Yeah, where you're at right now.
So that will just
be a compliance of the conditional uses that.
That makes sense.
Figure out how to handle it.
Are you keep reading?
Yes.
Okay, there is sufficient emergency vehicle access. Aye. The location and design of off-street parking, as well as compliance with off-street parking standards. J, a plan for fencing, screening, and landscaping to separate the use from adjoining uses and mitigates the potential for conflict in uses. K, that exterior lighting complies with the lighting standards of the zone. L, that within and adjoining the site impacts on the aquifer, slope retention, and flood potential have been fully mitigated and is appropriate to the property of the site. M, no noise, dust, smoke, fumes, trespassing light, and any deleterious or adverse effects shall be allowed to permeate from the property.
Okay.
So I'd say the biggest thing kind of with the emergency access, if you're going to set back there, having some sort of address posted off of Main Street. Showing the address location coming back there.
Right, right. We had a plan on basically as you go out on the left side of the property to have a road just from Main Street shoots all the way back for vehicle, emergency vehicle, whatever access.
I guess the two other things, I guess it goes with the emergency, you have to have a fire hydrant within 500 feet. We'll discuss that when we find the position of your home. Mm-hmm. And then you are in the FEMA flood zone. And so we'll have to find, in order for you to not have a high insurance rate, we'll have to find the height of your home.
So I'm getting the flood analysis done.
Okay.
Like, it'll probably be done in a week.
Okay.
Along with geotech reports and everything.
Perfect.
So I'll add that to you guys.
Okay.
I assume that I'll probably have it in a week. That's in process right now. Flood analysis and geotech.
It'll probably just change a little bit on the foundation of your home. You'll have to have flood entries, exits, etc.
Yeah.
The other comment I would have is what are going to be the hoops that he needs to jump through or regulations that he needs to comply with if he puts a hotel in front of that in the long term?
It'll be fairly similar to how Love's and the apartments are. They will just need to meet, his hotel will need to have all the same requirements like any other hotel for off-street parking, for access. When that comes, are you thinking of any fencing?
Yeah, like separating the house and the, yes. Yeah, yeah, so the hotel will be close to Main Street. After that would be some off, like, semi-truck parking. And then after that would be a fence.
Okay.
That would block our home and the hotel.
That could be a condition for the home. If you want to put fencing to mitigate uses, that would be for now, not when he builds a hotel, though.
I mean, because it's not applicable now, and so it doesn't go into effect until he built, until there's a hotel built there.
And the hotel then is not a, it's an allowed use, so it'll just go straight through as long as it meets all the requirements.
And so as part of that, that would just, part of that approval process would require the fencing or whatever.
I don't know if there's fencing if it's the same property. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It's property.
It's right. Going to be kind of his issue to figure out if customers are knocking on the resident door. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of his choice to separate those.
That, yeah.
I would be more concerned about fencing separating from a neighboring property versus on your own.
That's already there, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, from neighboring properties, there's some sort of fence.
Yeah.
I think his biggest hurdle, well, it won't be big because you have a lot of property to work with. You'll just need turnaround access for fire trucks, all weather roads. Same to your house, you'll have to have some sort of graded road. What's the word I'm thinking of? Not all season.
Improved.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of. But I was just saying, if you were to put a fencing, it would be now and not later. You won't be able to do it later.
Yeah, I would say on the owned property, that's kind of their concern. We're not looking out for anybody else there, so. Mm-hmm. All right, I have a motion on this conditional use permit.
Move to approve.
Second.
So first from Kim, second from Kent. All in favor?
Aye.
Just Number four. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You're done. Okay. Have a good night, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. Number four, discuss, approve, deny the consent agenda, which includes the planning and zoning meeting minutes, November 19th, 2024. I'll be completely honest, I didn't read them, so anybody else want to step up?
They weren't in that email, were they?
I think the first email. I read them.
I just had an agenda.
I've read them like three times.
I think they were the email from Julie.
They were in one from Julie.
But then I read the one from you that had this, and I just kind of forgot about hers after that.
They were the earlier one.
Yeah, mine was the earlier one. That's when the minutes were.
And all I did was kind of a cursory glance. I didn't read them all really close.
It was mostly about the travel trailer change we made to present to council in December. Travel trailers allowed on property while homes being built.
Well, if I don't have any changes on it, then do I have a motion on it?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Get first, Dustin second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and then before we do a motion to adjourn, I will just do a correction on the agenda sheet. Just correcting that Julie posted this agenda on the 16th day of January 2025, not 2024. We all are in favor that she didn't post it in the past.
That far back, not a year ago.
All right, do I have any other discussion items before we adjourn?
Motion.
Pretty good. All right.
So, well, what do we have coming up that we need to be looking at? And
I have a few things. I can't remember who was at the public hearing for that travel trailer change, but they've kind of mentioned they want to allow travel trailers in manufactured home parks. I want to speak with a few people before I bring it to you guys to review. There's some codes that need cleaned up, just how they were codified. They were placed in a wrong location. This is why everybody doesn't have a new book. I've been trying to clean the codes up because they're all over and they're referencing parts in the code that either no longer exist or are not applicable. So we'll review that. A lot of those would just be motions to clean those up. Like for instance, the accessory dwelling unit somehow got placed into the residential nightly rentals, like Airbnbs. So it goes through R&R and then it lists ADUs. And that's an error through the codifiers, but it's been some time now that it's probably better that we create a motion to move that and put it into its own chapter. Some of those things. At some point, you guys are allowed to set a budget as far as if you want to hire like external resources, kind of like they did with the general plan. So that's up to you guys as far as what we want to change. There has been lots of people mentioning we should update the general plan. We've read it. We kind of said it goes with what we still need. But yeah, there seemed to be a big push on housing, so people have been mentioning updating the general plan. They haven't mentioned what they wanted to update on it. So anyway, kind of just rambled, but yeah, we might have a whole something for a budget, give you guys some money to hire external resources.
So are we responsible for that plan?
Yes.
Or is the city council responsible for it? Because that was part of the issue before was that they want to dictate how it is.
Yeah, so you'll send a recommendation on what you want for your budget, the reasons why, and then they'll approve it.
But
is there a targeted market or person that it could potentially write that? I know we've talked about different things of like it could be an individual and they get paid to just sort of compile it all, or I mean, what would be the options if we went the route of having someone external write that?
There are a few companies. They'll actually come through and they'll review your entire city code and then kind of make sure you're up to snuff with state standards. And then obviously like other gray areas other cities have ran into. And then like that company will just update everything, tell you what's best, and then we vote on it and make that motion. The general plan is, I feel like we could sit down and write it, but we would be here like, that would be the entire agenda item for the entire hour.
Well, Well, I think that's a difficulty because I was on the cusp of coming to town when that original one was wrote, and it, you know, they did a lot of community surveys and workshops, and there was a lot of community input that compiled that, which is the workload really of it. I mean, anybody could kind of sit down and take the time to just rewrite that, but by rewriting it, you're rewriting it with your opinions.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difficult thing of how do you get that. And there's some entities, I mean, Kenny at Epicenter is starting to do some of that housing component of it, at least, where he's compiling that opinions people are having of type of housing and how should it look and the amount of housing and where should it be. And so that was kind of my general question of that, as I think, the difficulty in that is who decides and how do you compile that? What should the general plan of the city be?
Yeah.
And that's my fear of us rewriting. We sit at this table and we could all just like, let's make decisions of how the city's going to look for the next 10 years.
Exactly. I've read through it. I don't feel like, one, all the action items that they created in 2013, some of them haven't even been completed yet.
I think the concern is some of it of the date. So when I was with Epicenter and we tried to use that to apply for a loan, they told us that it was pretty much expired.
Oh, okay.
So we had to argue our way of saying, like, the city hasn't updated it. That's all they have. You need to accept it. But they didn't want to accept it because they were like, changes have happened. You know, they understand, which I get that. They're saying this was written in 2010? No, 14.
So, 12.
It was 12, 13 when it was written and then
adopted in 14, I think. Yeah, so you're looking at 10 years old. And so they were giving us pushback on that, saying we don't want to accept this as your city's general plan. And we didn't have anything else to give to them. So they did finally... But that was some, if developers or different things are trying to apply for government loans, that might be some pushback not supporting that.
There is also a big issue with FEMA issues. If there's a disaster and your plan isn't current, then Federal Emergency Management.
Yes, October I met with them and we're updating quite a bit. So that's another thing that'll come through. And that's why I've kind of mentioned with him. I found out in 1986... the city entered into some sort of insurance thing with FEMA, and I think for the most case we're safe. We've been doing the flood map application. I can't remember. Flood mitigation map.
Okay.
Plan application. Can't remember the actual name. But like if we think back to the Quintanas, when they're looking at building a house, we never addressed that they're in the flood zone. So they said, from here on out, just make sure we follow. And so they're going to come out with the LIDAR drones and their LIDAR. Yeah, and survey the area. And that flood zone map will probably change pretty dramatically. Because right now we just have an entire area selected. They're going to narrow it down to like washes and channels and things of that nature.
The old river channel, which you're sitting in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, exactly. This probably not change. But they have like all the way out to like the pivots out there as a flood zone. And potentially maybe it is, but it's the highest part in town.
Yeah, like even where I'm sitting,
yep,
before there's water at my place, the rest of Green River will be gone.
Yeah.
But you're in the floodplain and I'm not.
Yeah, that's true. He's not in it, but you are. So it needs revamped.
Even though you're 20 feet higher than me.
20 feet higher than you are, but I mean, yeah, so it needs to be fixed. That's, I agree.
And maybe that's an element we could address in the general plan is what is still applicable and what's not. Mm-hmm. And then being able to limit that down to someone then targeting the elements that are not. Because a lot has changed in the last 10 years. You know, we have this prospect of industry right on the cusp of the inland port and everything. I think...
Yeah.
A lot has been developed and talked about that wasn't even an idea 10 years ago. That then, I mean, I think that's valid. But we talk all about the, you know, a lot of this housing stuff is, how do we map out and talk about the concept of housing before we get inundated with a giant industry comes and they just want to build housing that loves apartments. You know, how do we plan for that before it happens, I think is a big part of that general plan. So that could be an element we have is looking at what is still applicable, what is not, and then maybe it is using our budget to pay for someone to update the elements that are not. And whether that
Good
is
point.
Community surveys or community workshops or whatever it may be to get the community involved in their input in how they want to see things.
If you guys remember Todd Thorne, he's part of CERTA now, Southeastern Redevelopment Agency. They've done a study of all cities' general plans, and they have us ranked in that system. And we were probably somewhere in the middle, 50-60%. But there was some red flags and yellow and orange. So like you said,
so that's a good start, I guess, take from that. And
okay, I'll get with Todd. Tanya stole my pen.
Here?
No, I left it over there. I didn't mean to.
Black or blue?
Blue.
Blue. I do not.
I'll get it later.
You haven't learned to throw darts yet.
Oh, I do. That's why you didn't want me.
That's why I didn't want it. I didn't. Bullseye.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you guys wanting to focus on?
We just need to be kept abreast of what potential things are coming and need to, so that we can be ahead, and so we need to be, if we need to be ahead of something, we need to be aware of it. And
the Ryan England, Better City, they come out with a quarterly update. I'll just share it with you guys when I get it. About what they're focusing on, what grants, what companies or manufacturing businesses have looked at Green River. I'll share that.
I mean, that's a good thing. I see some of it because Ryan asked me for the letters of support on behalf of planning and zoning, but yeah, to share. They do give some updates at City Council, but yeah, to be able to share kind of what they're pursuing with those grants and updates on Main Street and stuff, I think, to keep people in the loop on that.
Yeah, and then obviously it changes pretty rapidly, so every quarter. I think actually it's once a month, but I'll share it whenever it comes.
You've been doing City Council almost once a month, but
that seems right.
So yeah, so just share it with us then.
Okay.
And what's the thoughts on a garbage dump?
Like,
where's that at?
Landfill. Mm-hmm.
Landfill. Does that make
you guys
any more progress?
And then we can discuss.
Okay.
Sure. Motion
make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. I'll say.
All in favor.
Bye.
Bye. That way, 3 minutes isn't
minutes.
Wild. did we close?
Yes.
So, I'm not too. A couple things. It's been too long for me to really remember, and I'm not. I wasn't privy with the information. We were looking into a